afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis. And before I introduce my co-host for the day, we have a brand new producer joining us. He's my nephew. He lives in our house. He eats our food, does his laundry, but he also cleans up. He does some work for me.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Dotson. How you doing, Kyle?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Now, you were trained by Matt Belknap.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was all right. He was like, here, push these buttons. Don't do this.
Was he a taskmaster?
Yeah.
Now, can you talk with a deeper voice like a Matt Belknap?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds like a dumb Matt Belknap. Hey, returning to the co-host chair as one of my, again, I like to pretend like it's a band, Pat Francis and the Rotators. back for more is Murray Valeriano.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here back again. By the way, that's the most I've ever heard Kyle talk.
Have you guys met?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus.
That's our joke, what we do with Murray.
No, it's Pat's joke.
I always pretend that I've never met Murray before.
It's Pat's joke. Pat snickers to himself and we all roll our eyes.
Murray, you have one of the filthiest computers I've ever seen.
It's pretty gnarly, isn't it? You should see the screen on the other
side. You know, they sell like a computer wipe that you can wipe that down with.
I gotta get it.
The, look at that. That's
sap.
That's a, what do you write?
From
a tree. Do you write in a tree?
No, we have I have a back office in my back of my house.
Okay.
So when I have to get out to the gate, I made the mistake of putting the computer on the fence and then it got all sap all over.
You don't have a case that you carry this in?
Not from the, it's 10 feet from my house.
Yeah, but look how dirty it got in that 10 feet.
Okay, right.
It sounds like that's the place you need a case most.
All right, well, I'll get a case.
Hey, Murray, your last episode, it aired on Halloween.
It did, yeah.
And now, our episode today airs on Thanksgiving.
And the one after this?
Christmas.
Yeah.
And then?
New Year's.
No, that'd be too soon.
I say we do it. I have no New Year's plans.
So, Murray, what's going on with you? Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to tell us? Where can we find you?
You can find me at Murray V on Twitter. You can go to my Road Stories podcast and listen to that. It's comics talking about life on the road. It's a lot of fun. You can get that at roadstories.tv. And this is going on Thanksgiving. So I was in Vegas last week. Thanks, everybody who came out. It was a lot of fun.
And a couple weeks ago, you were on Sirius Radio.
Yeah. Probably last week, too.
Yeah, what'd you fill in?
I fill in for Bill Engvall. He's that blue-collar comedian.
And what does he, what's the show?
It's called Off the Cuff. It's just a call-in show that truckers.
Oh, really?
Mostly truckers call in. And
Could I call in?
You can call in anytime, yeah.
Well, give me the number the next time you're on, and I'll call in. I'll pretend like I'm a character.
Yeah, so Bill Engvall's on Dancing with the Stars, I guess. So I wrote a show for him for years, so I'm filling in for
him. He's doing okay on that show, right?
Yeah, it's actually the first time I've ever watched it.
I always think a comedian's not going to, you know, even where they have rhythm when they're doing their material,
sure.
I never thought that he would be a good dancer.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
And it's weird because they paired him up with one of the male dancers, actually. This is the first time.
Yeah, that was...
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
All right, Murray, it's good to have you here.
It's good to have you here.
I have... I'm not going to tell you what our... It's Thanksgiving Day, so I hope you guys are all... I hope you're sitting down to break bread with your family and you're listening to this. I hope you're just put this on.
How are you? I'm just picking all day, man.
I gotta tell you,
I haven't stopped eating.
The tryptophan is killing me.
Yeah.
But let's start. Let's hear to get us into this topic for today. Let's hear a little bit from comedian Todd Barry. Okay.
So far, your nephew's doing great.
You did not. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, it's there. Don't edit this out. People will now miss Matt Belknap even more.
This thing is going to tape through Christmas.
Why is it not?
Well, I say Thanksgiving dinner, it makes me sleepy. Thanksgiving dinner, it makes me sleepy. You know what makes me sleepy? Hearing about people's Thanksgiving dinner. So your mom puts ginger ale on the yams? You wouldn't happen to have a green bean story in you, would you? Would you?
That's a little Todd Barry talking about Thanksgiving. Murray, what are we going to do today? What kind of songs are we going to play?
We're going to play Thanksgiving-inspired songs, right?
Thanksgiving-inspired songs.
Murray. Inspired is in quotes.
In quotes, but I actually have some that are like right on the money here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a few on the money.
Do you want to start?
I think I should.
Do you have any Eddie Money songs?
No. Do you?
No.
Okay.
So I have some songs that are on the money, but I don't have any Eddie Money. Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
Gee. How many times did you call her Rachel?
Again, my apologies to last week to April Richardson. I called her Rachel like 9 times. I don't know if Matt's going to edit that out.
That's because it's her haircut from 96.
No, I think it was because I get it. It's a Friends reference. no, it was the R in Richardson and then the April, and I just threw it all together and made up my a name. I didn't really make up a name. Rachel's an actual name. But, Murray, I'm going to let you start us out. Thanksgiving.
It's actually Richard.
Richard? Yeah. Oh, you're Richard? Okay.
Well, I think before Thanksgiving of everything, we should say grace.
Okay, perfect.
Bono.
What once was hurt, what once was friction, what left a mark.
What album is this from?
All That You Can't Leave Behind.
No longer stay.
This is like, does this close the album out?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's deep, deep down there. I like that.
Yeah, that's off 2000's All That You Can't Leave Behind. What a great album. If you don't have that album, I highly recommend it. Plus, I'm a huge U2 fan, so I'm a little biased.
Or as Pardo would say, if you don't have that album, kill yourself. I always like when he takes it to the to the extreme.
I like to quote myself, not other people.
It is, I'm trying to find out. I want to get the track listing. Yeah, that's track 11, comes right after New York. Yeah, yeah. I love that album.
It's a great album.
That is a really, really great album. I love it. I would love to get that.
What else is on there? A Beautiful Day, Kite, Walk On. There's a really good song called
Stuck in the Moment, Elevation.
Yeah, yeah. Elevation.
In a Little While.
That's my favorite track off that album.
Wild Honey, Peace on Earth.
Won a couple Grammys. It's a good album. That's the one that came back after they kind of dropped the ball. A lot of people think on pop, and then they came back with this one. And
some people love pop.
I love pop. Too. I love pop.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on it, but I like. I've liked this album, and I like the two that followed it too. I know people weren't lukewarm on. What was the most recent one? I host a music. I host a music podcast. No Line on the Horizon.
I love No Line on the Horizon.
I do too. And I like How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb.
Yeah, that's
too.
A great album too.
So everyone can just go with Thanksgiving. Em. Yeah.
Can we say that?
Go fuck yourself.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, fucksgiving. All right.
Why didn't Rachel come over for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Also, you just because we're you can give Kyle the little fade down when you think we've heard enough.
I know. I've done this before. He hasn't.
I know. But did you give him the fade down sign?
I've done this once before.
Did you take it upon yourself to fade down?
Yeah.
He took it upon himself to start the song before I even put motion to him.
Wow. Here we go.
This is going to be a little bit of uppity. It's going to get uppity.
These two guys, there's going to be some friction.
Why must we always fight at Thanksgiving?
Believe it or not, my first song is from Ray Davies' solo album called Other People's Lives. This song is called Thanksgiving Day.
Hey.
How about that? Right on the money. On Rock Solid.
Are you going on Thanksgiving Day? To those family celebrations, passing on knowledge down through the years, at the gathering of generations. Every year it's the same routine, all over. Come on over, it's Thanksgiving.
Did you ask him to fade that out right there?
I did. I gave him the finger. Not that finger. I gave him a finger.
Okay.
Just point it.
Just a little point, and he'll turn it.
He knew what to do.
That's off what album?
That is off 2006, Other People's Lives. Great album.
How many songs do you have with Thanksgiving in the title?
Let me see. One, two.
Okay, I have...
with the actual word Thanksgiving, two.
I have...
But what's great with iTunes is you can go in, and you can change the song title.
Oh, in that case, this is the Beatles Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that's right. And then he just put Love Me Do, please.
Love Me Thanksgiving.
So what do you got? What's up?
Did you know? I didn't know this until I did my research on Thanksgiving, that Thanksgiving always falls on a Thursday.
What is this now?
It always falls on a Thursday.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Let me tell you some things about my hometown where I grew up.
What's that?
This is about Halloween. Okay. When does Halloween usually fall? Like, when do
the
you go
31st?
Yes. Okay. When do you go trick or treating?
After school.
On what date?
The 31st.
Yeah. In my hometown where I grew up,
yeah,
trick or treating is always held the Thursday before Halloween.
Why is that? Can they do that? Is that legal?
I don't know. And my mom will say, so are you trick-or-treating tonight? And I go, no, it's not Halloween. Well, we're trick-or-treating. I go, yeah, you're the only place on the planet that does it like that.
I didn't know you could do that.
But my mom thinks that that's something that everyone does across the country. And I try to explain to her that's not the case. And what does she say? But she doesn't believe it, right, Kyle?
No, she just like always thinks it's on that Thursday.
Huh. She chooses not to believe things. That's
did you have a night before Halloween where you're supposed to vandalize stuff?
That's the
Wednesday before Halloween.
That's, yeah. Every year. Good stuff, Kyle.
Yeah, not bad. Hold on, I'm going to have you fade something up. So this is a song called Thursday by the band Morphine.
Oh, I don't know this band, but I am on Morphine. Slow Drip.
Used to meet every Thursday.
Oh, I do know this song.
Afternoon, for a couple of beers, then a game of pool. We used to go to a motel across the street. Then the name of the motel was a Wagon Wheel.
Oh, you have that album?
I have played this song before because we did Days of the Week once.
Oh, you played this song on this podcast before?
Yeah, and I didn't have a Thursday song.
Really?
So I had to look for one, and I bought that.
I could have sworn you guys had never played Morphine before.
No, I played that once. That's the only song I own, and that's the only song that has ever been played here twice. So, hey, go to iTunes and buy yourself Morphine Thursday.
Or the whole album, Cure for Your Pain.
Is the whole album great?
The whole album, yeah. The lead singer, Sandman, dropped dead of a heart attack on stage.
That's so metal.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Drug induced?
No, just he had heart conditions.
How old was he?
99.
He was 99 years old?
99 years old. Nobody saw it coming.
Wow.
It was 1999.
Was he one of these overweight gentlemen?
No, a slender gent.
Just a genetic defect with his heart.
Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah,
what condition? What do you got in your family? What's in your family history? What can we expect coming down the line from Mary? Stroke?
Cancer.
Cancer's in your history? Oh, God. How often do you get yourself checked for cancer?
Never.
So you're this guy that's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Or diabetes. That skips a generation. I think I'm
this
safe.
This is what I'm really, in my family history, and I'm not looking forward to this at all, is they die of old age. And I mean, it's just going to come creeping
you
up, right?
You can't predict that, though.
No, and all of a sudden,
that could happen.
Boom. 102. I
Gone.
Fall. I'm done.
Gone.
It's terrible.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes. Enjoy when you're looking across the table. You're passing, you know, your corn and your ham and your whatever you have. You have ham, right?
No, passing corn? That
corn.
Sounded horrible.
That's terrible. You'll do that tomorrow. The month that Thanksgiving takes place in is November.
What does it take place in your town?
They actually celebrate it mid-April.
Oh.
So,
not mid-Rachel?
No, not mid-Rachel. Good one. Call back to last week. This is Susanna Hoffs, and this is a song called November Sun.
7 years waiting for the sky to fall. It's like I know you well and not at all. The words that caused you pain wash away in this November.
She actually sings November Rain in the song, but the song is called November Sun. Mm-hmm. And I'm not playing November Rain.
I'm not playing November Rain either. Did you think about it?
It was in the list, and then it didn't make the cut.
Yeah, I know. I knew the guy who dove through the cake at the end of November Rain video.
Oh, who's that?
I forget his name.
Is it Ricky Rackman?
No, it was like an extra. He was an extra in the video. But he told every girl at every bar while that video was in heavy rotation.
Oh my God.
And it worked.
Wow.
And it worked.
Did he, was that his choice? Did he make an acting choice, or did they just go, dude, jump through the cake?
I think that's pretty much, hey, who wants to jump through the cake for $50?
That's got to be
like me.
That's got to be one take, right? Because they don't have nine wedding cakes.
I think so.
That's cool. That's rock and roll, man.
That is rock and roll.
November
Sun. Jump through the wedding cake. She's got such a great voice.
She does. Now, here's the deal, people. I have been trying to get Susanna Hoffs on the podcast for over a year. And her people would keep telling me that she definitely is going to do it, but she wants to do it when she has something to promote. So now she has something to promote.
I was going
to
say, didn't she have that album with what's his face?
Yeah, with Matthew Sweet. Yeah, she has an album that came out this month, November. And then her people told me, well, you could do a Skype interview with her, but she's not doing, you know, she has to pick and choose what press she wants to do. I mean, I wanted to have her on when she had nothing to promote because I'm a fan.
Sure.
And I wanted to talk about her musical career.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still trying, but I don't know.
Right.
And that disappoints me because, you know Marc Maron's going to get her. And you know that he could give a shit.
Oh, sure.
He just wants her because...
Can Marc Maron get her? Does he have a beef with her he needs to straighten out?
Is that all his guests? Is he
That's
have to have a beef with you?
The first 10 episodes.
He actually wrote the chorus to Walk Like an Egyptian, and they just stole it from him.
That's where he got all those money for those jackets.
That's right. Cat food. You're up. It's you.
You know what else I learned about Thanksgiving? Doing my research for this, the most traveled day of the year.
That's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles would tell us that, right?
That's
a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite
movies.
That
movie makes me cry.
The end.
When he introduces him as his friend, Steve Martin introduces
Del Griffith
to his wife as his, this is my friend Del. I'm like.
And that, what was his name? Young. Robert Young, not Robert Young, is playing in the background. Oh, crap.
Robert Young.
Not Robert Young. Paul Young.
Paul Young, yeah.
Paul Young is playing that song in the background. Yeah, it's very emotional.
Yeah, it is. Makes me cry.
It is.
Rated R. That movie's rated R.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Because of the fuck scene at the rent-a-car place.
The what?
I went out to the fucking space in my fucking
car. Oh, right, of course.
And then she says, well, you're fucked.
Right, yeah. You ever see that on TV?
No, what do they say?
I don't remember.
My favorite...
It's a great story, Mark.
My favorite TV... I've said this a million times, but my favorite TV dub in it is from the Blues Brothers when he picks John Belushi up at prison and he says, where's the other car? And John Belushi says, you bullshitted me. But on TV, it's you bamboozled me. No one says bamboozled. No one.
That's awesome. My favorite one is from that Tom Petty video where the chorus goes, let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint.
Yeah. And they just go, let's roll another joint. That's weird. Why can't you say joint?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, the most traveled holiday. Kyle, if you'll go down to the last song on this one and just started at 2.
Oh, the show's over?
No, I added this last minute.
All right.
So it's and started at 2 minutes.
Okay.
Perhaps you'll get behind the wheel and drive on Route 66. This is Depeche Mode.
Hold on, because I was cued for the other one.
Boy, this is a real reach for Thanksgiving. You see, travel. And then,
travel holiday.
And then Route 66.
Yeah. And there behind the wheel.
All right. Guitar sounds like another song. I like that. What is that? That's a band that's not on my radar.
Yeah, that is actually
all.
You can't. I don't think you can buy that. I think I got that legally when Napster was around. But it's a remix of their two songs, Route 66, which is the guitar riff you heard, and Behind the Wheel.
That guitar riff though is reminding me of another.
Yeah, Route 66.
No, of another band.
No, that's the song.
It kind of sounds like Bad to the Bone a little bit. Like.
Bad to the don't.
No, guys, it's Route 66.
Right, okay.
It's the song Route 66. It's in the title.
Do you give thanks on Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for?
I do. Actually.
What are you thankful for?
Well.
I'm thankful for three of my new co-hosts.
Yeah, fuck Rachel.
No.
Siegel, man, that guy's phoning it in.
Nope.
Oh, well, forget it. Christy, she's just...
We'll agree to disagree.
wait, I might be disappointed in myself, too.
this is from 2004. This is John Mellencamp off his... It was a compilation, but he recorded two new tracks, and this one's called... Thank you. Take it at 20 seconds.
those who love many. Let me say thank you to those who still play fair. Hallelujah, the meek shall inherit. Let me say thank you to all you people out there.
I like me that John Cougar Mellencamp.
I do too, but his offstage antics and rantings and just the way, whenever I see him just like all disheveled and still smoking
cigarettes after 4 heart attacks.
Yes, and then holding, you know,
voting Republican.
And holding Meg Ryan's hand, America's sweetheart, who now is all funky looking.
Are they dating? Of her,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because of her plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's
yeah, just Google Mellencamp and Meg Ryan and you'll see a bunch of gross, disgusting images.
Well,
of
he's like two. The he's like the hey, maybe you should get plastic surgery because he looks so bad, and then hey, maybe you shouldn't because she looks so
and
bad.
And then I've heard so many stories of, because there's a Comedy Attic is in Bloomington,
sure, yeah,
Indiana,
yeah.
And that's where he lives.
Yeah.
And I heard so many bad stories about him. Like, I guess the town does not like it. Like, he never tips. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. And then the best story I heard was a guy said that his friend did like outside cement work around pools and stuff. And so they got called over to Mellencamp's house, and all this cement and stuff was just demolished around his pool. And the guy goes, yeah, I can fix this. It'll be this much. And he goes, can I just ask what happened here? And I guess Mellencamp's assistant or someone that lives at the house said, well, when John didn't get put on the ballot to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame his first year of eligibility, he came out here with a sledgehammer and broke up the pool.
Rock and roll, man.
Rock and roll,
I love
man.
It. I love it.
Also,
he could have drove his car into it.
Also, when he was on the, it was either the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien or the Conan Show, he was smoking inside.
Okay.
And someone came up to him and said, oh, sorry, Mr. Mellencamp, you can't smoke in here. And he blew a big puff of smoke in that person's face.
This guy's an asshole.
Yeah, he's
I
a
hate
jerk.
Him.
Yeah, so
he won't clean the blood off a scarecrow. What a prick. What a prick.
So I have to get out of my head when I hear it. Also, the reason I played this was I saw John Mellencamp perform on Thanksgiving Day once
at
the Pittsburgh Civic Arena.
That's apropos.
On the Scarecrow Tour. Mm-hmm. I ate dinner, and then my friends and I drove over, and it was a phenomenal, phenomenal show. Kenny Aronoff on drums.
Yeah, we love him. You know that.
He's amazing. So,
he's 60 years old.
60 years old, I know.
Yeah, I texted Pat the other day because I was looking up Kenny Aronoff, our favorite drummer, and he said, I'm like, he's 60 years old. He's in better shape than
he's
Pat
like,
and I have ever been
no
in.
No body fat,
yeah.
Muscular, looks good with the shaved head.
Yeah, yeah. Although Rox's Affliction shirts I don't really like. So.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He's an Ed Hardy guy probably too.
But a great drummer.
Yeah, he's a great drummer. You're up.
Okay, I have one thanks song, and as I put this on this morning, I realized I played a song off this album last time I was here. So,
is this Morphine?
Yeah, this is Morphine. No, this is Wilco, and apparently the only Wilco album I own, off Sky Blue Sky, but this is a bonus track.
All right.
This
that you stole when Napster was around.
That I stole when Napster was around. Go down to track 6, Kyle.
Okay.
And this is The Thanks I Get.
Why don't you want a lot of wrestling papers?
I know. Out of the looks you give me when I get home late. I'm getting tired of how you forget the love and things I say. I treat you right, I tuck you in the night. Now every time I go out to play,
that's good. I don't have any Wilco in my...
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you going to talk through every song I play?
Did I talk through that one?
All 3. Am I right, Kyle? Producer?
Did I talk through that? I didn't talk through that one.
You talked through that one.
I commented afterwards.
No, you commented right before.
I was actually just going to say that we were having a very natural conversation and a nice rapport, but now I'm not going to say that.
Well, we're having a natural rapport on my songs. Now I'm just going to talk through your songs.
You can talk during the song.
I like to listen to the songs. I hear enough of your voice and my voice.
Wow.
Can't get Kyle to shut up. That guy's yammering.
He's
yakety yakety.
It's very difficult the first time you do this show. There's a lot of knobs, right?
There's really just one I have to worry about.
Well, I wish you didn't talk a little bit. Kyle, you know what? I'm going to make you talk right now.
Uh-oh.
something happened last year on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Is this a Thanksgiving memory?
Yeah. You went back to Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving.
I did.
And what happened?
We're getting ready to eat about two minutes before. Turkey's still in the oven, and our oven decides to catch fire.
Oh.
So my dad pulled the turkey out, turned the oven off. It's an electric oven. And used the fire extinguisher, and it hit all of the food as well as the fire. So, of course, my grandparents are over, and they're freaking out. And my grandfather, he was more concerned with talking to the fire company that came and saying how this is the first Thanksgiving. He's never had turkey. Even in the Army, they had turkey on Thanksgiving.
Even in the Army, they had And the firefighter said, don't eat any of the food, even the food that didn't actually get hit because of
the dust. Yeah.
The dust could be in the air, so they had to throw everything out. The food that you've been preparing probably since the day before.
Sure, yeah.
So let's play this song. Drop me in at 1:36. This is a band that Murray hates.
Oh, good.
Kiss.
Oh yeah, I do.
But this is apropos to Kyle's story.
Okay.
On Rock Solid.
If this is what I think it is, talk about a stretch.
Get the fire out. Cautious sense, my soul of fire. Get the fire out. And the flames keep getting higher. She's like wet weather, but it seems so good. You never leave her, but you know.
That's from 1974. Matt Belknap could have played that last week for his birth year.
I stand corrected.
I don't even know what that song
is. That band is great. No, that band blows.
I don't even know what that song's about.
So where did you guys eat Thanksgiving dinner?
What did happen? Did neighbors bring food over? Did you open a can of soup?
They wanted to call neighbors to try and get sympathy or something, and my dad told them no. So we just
Because my dad is, if Kyle's grandfather is the mayor of the hometown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he could have probably...
But so we just I think we just had stuff from the day before or something that we ate.
And I had no idea you grew up in an episode of Happy Days.
I know. That's crazy.
My brother went upstairs and we never saw him again.
Wow, good Happy Days joke.
I know. That was good.
Man, that was impressive. Well, as long as we're talking Thanksgiving memories, this is my favorite Thanksgiving memory.
Okay.
I was dating a girl. This is before I was married. I was dating a girl.
Oh, you like girls.
Okay. I like girls. At the time, I liked girls. And this is track 7, by the way. I was dating a girl, and we're both transplants to Los Angeles, so we had nowhere to go. So we got invited to her friend's house.
Okay.
So it was me and my girlfriend, her friend, her friend's husband,
mm-hmm.
and 15 of her friend's husband's relatives.
Okay.
So I know 1.5 people at this place. It's 25. I know 1.5 people, but I'm Murray. I get along with everybody.
So you're good in a social situation.
I'm good in a social situation.
You can walk in and
I can walk in.
Work
I can
your
talk.
Charm.
I can, pour scotches for people. Getting along famously. We sit down for dinner and, I should point out, the husband's sister brought her boyfriend, who's from India.
Okay.
Very important to the story later.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Oh, great.
This is crazy.
So we get along great. We sit down for dinner. And then they do this thing at Thanksgiving, which is great. And I've kind of adopted it for my family. Instead of saying a prayer or whatever, we all go around the room and say what you're thankful for. And this got so emotional. People were crying.
Oh, no.
I'm so thankful for blah, blah. And there's tears everywhere. And it's 25 people. So it's I'm 23 in the lineup.
So you're closing it out. You're headlining.
I got one guy behind me.
Okay.
One guy behind me. So I'm featuring. And it gets all the tears are... And it comes around to me. And I should point out again that the guy next to me is the husband's sister's boyfriend from India.
From India.
So we get it around to me. Everybody's crying and teary-eyed. And I say my thankful.
Are you crying?
It's a little emotional. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know these people. So I don't know about their dog who died this year. But I can understand the loss of a pet. And so I say my thing, I'm thankful for friends, old new, whatever. And then I say, I think I'm most thankful for having Thanksgiving with an actual Indian. Just
nothing.
Just absolute tears stopped.
How soon after that line did the girl break up with you?
We lasted another month. But my favorite follow-up to that, to the death silence, she goes, Murray's a comedian. It was so painful. Then at the end of the night, as everybody's saying goodbye, the boyfriend's like, I thought it was funny. I'm like, thanks for getting my back.
Yeah, why can't you have said it? He could have said it right there.
An hour and a half ago. Come on. Yeah, thanks for getting my back.
This is cracking me up, Mr. Murray.
So there's my Thanksgiving story. And perhaps he was mad because he was Indian, or he could have just been, I don't know, half-breed.
You know that they call corn maize, the Indians.
See, I got it confused. That's the whole thing. It's a different Indian. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, that's a completely different Indian.
Oh, it's not an Indian?
No, not just... No, the Indians call it maize.
It's not this guy? I'm doing the tomahawk chop.
That's who I thought, too. No. It's a different one.
All right.
Different. That brings us to our song.
The lack of headdress might have tipped it off for you.
Are you going to talk through every ramp up of my songs?
My mother's people were ashamed of me. The Indians said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Day I was born.
1973, number one hit for Cher, Half Breed.
I'm pulling up on
and you don't like Kiss, correct?
Google Images has some, we'll post these on the Facebook page, has some great pictures of Cher in like full...
Oh, singing the song?
No, just in head. She's in a headdress.
Yeah, on the horse, right?
Yeah.
She's half naked on the horse. That's taken from her show where she sang that.
Oh, my God.
Half naked on a white horse singing Half Breed.
Well, everyone regrets things.
I don't regret it. I think it's hot.
Yeah, she does look pretty good.
That was before plastic surgery, before she Meg Ryan'd.
You know what, though? I saw her. They just interviewed her on the Today Show last week, and they go, coming up, an interview with Cher. And I thought, oh, I got to see how crazy she looks. She looks pretty good.
Is she bringing it back together?
Yeah, she is. Huh. Maybe it all is softened up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know who's had a lot of work is that Chaz Bono. I mean, almost unrecognizable.
Seriously.
She looks like a dude. It's really weird. Okay. My favorite part about Thanksgiving is the day after Thanksgiving when everyone comes out to Podcastathon, November 29th. But
we'll see you tomorrow.
That's right. We'll see you tomorrow at the Acme Comedy Theater. We've got a lot of great guests. We have a musical guest that has actually appeared on this show before. And that's all I'm going to say. It's a dude, and you'll see him. But
it's not Susanna Hoffs.
It's not Susanna Hoffs. She doesn't do press with me. My favorite thing about Thanksgiving is the day after Thanksgiving when you go to the refrigerator and you pull that turkey out and you make yourself a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
So let's cue this up at 12 seconds. This is Cheap Trick with a cover of the John Lennon classic, Cold Turkey.
Temperature's rising. Fever is high. Can't see no future. Can't see no sky. My feet are so heavy. So is my head. I wish I was a baby. I wish I was dead.
Pretty great cover.
Is that Imagine?
No, that's Cold Turkey.
Cold Turkey?
It's off the John Lennon tribute CD called Working Class Hero, which is actually a great CD.
That is good. I like REM's version of Number 9 Dream on that.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah, it's a good album. I really like that album. I guess I have to throw in my my turkey song here.
Is it the Flying Turkey Trot by REO Speedwagon?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have it?
I do.
Okay. Go down to 13. This is a message from the man who has given vegans and vegetarians a bad name for the last 30 years. This is The Smiths with Meat is Murder.
Oh,
creature must die. This beautiful creature must die. A death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder. And the flesh you so fancifully fry is not succulent, tasty or kind. It's death for no reason, and death for no reason.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Meat is murder.
Meat is murder. I'm a vegetarian, so I had to play that.
So you eat a tofuki?
No, I don't know. I don't go for the fake stuff. I pretty much try to keep it all.
Oh, so on that day you'll eat a turkey?
Yeah, as long as it's real.
Now, your wife is not vegetarian. Does she make a turkey?
Yeah, she'll make a turkey.
No, you eat octopus, though.
I don't eat octopus. My wife makes great octopus, apparently. I've never had it, but she makes it.
You're vegan.
Nah, I'm vegetarian.
Okay. So yeah. What?
I like
eggs?
Ice cream.
Eggs?
Rarely. I don't like eggs.
No fish, though.
No fish, no.
Because some people go, I'm vegetarian, but I eat food.
No.
Nothing with a face.
Nothing with a face. I don't even like fish.
All right.
So come on over to my house for Thanksgiving.
You're just a vegetarian because you're just really picky. And
pretty much.
Picky eater.
Vegetables and ice cream.
Yeah,
you won't even eat Pepperidge Farm goldfish crackers. Is that true?
Does it have a face?
Wait, they do. Yeah. A little smile.
Then no.
Okay.
Smiling thing at me.
What about a sweet? You like a sweet potato?
I do like a sweet potato.
I was working once at a job as story producing, and there was and I got along great with all the other story producers. It was a really great atmosphere. We were having a great time, and there was and one day I was eating a big sweet potato
for lunch.
Yes,
you brought it.
Yeah, I brought it. I made it in the microwave, and I'm walking through everyone, and I'm eating a sweet potato, and this one girl, African American girl, she says to me, she goes, oh yeah, that smells great. What are you eating? I go, it's a sweet potato. And I said, I understand your people like this in a pie. And she went crazy laughing. I mean, it was that, it was one of those things I'm like, I know she's going to laugh, but it's a risk.
Yeah, yeah. But, it's either going to hit or it's going to be like,
you're
an HR getting,
it's going to be like eating next to an Indian.
Yeah,
I'm in HR. But she went crazy laughing.
Awesome.
And then while she was laughing, I sexually harassed her. So I ended up in HR anyway. Yeah. So, but this is James Taylor. This is a song called Sweet Potato Pie.
I think I play Sweet Baby James.
No.
Oh, Lord, I feel fine today. Walking on cloud nine today. I'm over that line today. Happiness is finally mine today. I guess I'm just a lucky guy. And I'm prepared to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
Now, obviously, he's actually using that as a nice term of endearment,
sure,
for his lady, my sweet potato pie.
Ah, yes.
But I thought that was apropos.
James Taylor, the audible version of tryptophan.
Even without Matt Belknap here, we still have the hate for James
the guy
Taylor.
Just
Matt
puts me to sleep,
James,
man.
Taylor, I love him.
It's time to say goodbye to Matt, okay, Pat?
Love him.
It's time to cut the cord.
He's still here. He's taped to a chair. I wouldn't let him
in
go.
In the closet?
What?
I have
no,
a sweet
he's
potato.
Out. He's out.
No, is his wife know?
Mm.
Ooh, she does know.
Yeah, thanks.
Like,
happy
she, like she listens to
happy
this.
Happy Thanksgiving. She actually does.
Oh, she does?
Actually does.
Wow, my wife doesn't listen to anything.
Oh, actually, thank you, Elise Belknap, if you listen to this show, for letting us have Matt all those years on a Sunday. I know it took some time away from you and the kids, but we appreciate it. And I didn't really think about that until he told me.
How about okay. Thanks to my wife? You dragged me away from my kid. Oh, never mind. She won't listen. I have a sweet potato song.
All right.
This is off a band that covered itself.
What?
This is Cracker and Leftover Salmon doing Sweet Potato.
All right.
Perfect.
I went to New York City, but then I come right back. Everyone was cool there, but couldn't get no slack. They say, they seen you in the papers. Ain't seen you in the voice. I think I'm playing Dixie if I had my choice. Well, wake up in the morning, cup of coffee, grab your bags, jump into the caddy, cause I'm touring ain't a drag. They say we're overrated, educated, I suppose a little jaded. When I get off this, I think I'm gonna have to be sedated. Be my
potato. Be my honey lamb. Give me some black Tupelo. I'll be caught again. Oh, shit now.
This is off the album, Oh Cracker, Where Art Thou? And Cracker got together with Leftover Sam and this bluegrass band, and they did a bunch of Cracker tunes, bluegrass version. I highly recommend it. It's really good.
David Lee Roth has a bluegrass album where he does covers of Van Halen songs.
I saw him do it on Letterman.
Yeah, it was painful.
It was really painful.
It was painful. It's always painful.
I think shortly after that, didn't he go become an EMT?
Yes.
Yeah.
He should have.
Yeah.
When I watched it, I had a heart attack. It was terrible. You talked about...
I'm dying.
You talked about going around the table and everyone saying thank you.
Yeah.
I was once at a Thanksgiving dinner, and it was just me and my wife and the kids, and Alanis Morissette was there.
Really?
And we all went around the table, and Alanis just went on and on and on with all the things she was thankful for. So if you could drop us in at 48 seconds, please, Kyle.
Thank you, India. Thank you, terror. Thank you, celestial. Thank you, frailty.
Wrap it up, Alanis. The potatoes are getting cold.
Then she did like a Usual Suspects thing. She just started thanking stuff in the room. Thank you, toaster. Thank you, fridge. It was just like it went on and on. It was crazy.
I wish the B side of that was "You're Welcome." Just "You're Welcome." That's it. No music.
Alanis. Trying to get her on here.
Yeah, I'm surprised. If you would have got her a couple of years ago, I think she would have done it. She was kind of immersed in the comedy scene for a while.
I think she'll. I think I might get her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be there for that?
That's a tough one.
Yes, you can. I heard it. I heard I can be there.
I'm pretty sure Christy is a gigantic fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize Alanis Morissette released an album before 1980.
Wow.
Yeah, where is she? Uh-huh. Bring it on, Stratton.
Wow. I can't wait to get the four of you together on stage at the LA Podfest in 2014, where Kyle had a good idea that we should bring our the cheesiest videos we can find
and
all play videos. That way it would be... very interactive, and we can all comment on the videos.
Yeah, because there's nothing more awkward than listening to music.
Listening to music. Well, at least people will be seeing something. You know what I mean?
And then
we'll crack wise.
Okay.
I know three of us will be able to do that.
Yeah, poor Stratton. She's not going to be able to make it.
That's
a shame.
True. She's a writer.
Is that? Yeah, she's not going to be
right.
Is she working?
She's writing.
You know what I like about Thanksgiving? When all the family comes over.
It's the worst part. I like when they all leave.
Right now, I don't really like it either.
I like when they chip in to do the dishes. And
they don't.
Go, hey, we got to take off.
Yeah, that's what the women do, right?
It's women's work.
The ladies.
So
I'm going to watch the game with Murray.
Do you watch the game? No. I don't watch games.
I don't watch games. Although I turned the World Series on when it was on to watch a couple of those. But it's just, I don't watch it. It's just background noise while I fold laundry. Go ahead.
This is a song called Uncle Remus, Frank Zappa. Frank has been often quoted in saying that lyrics are second to him. He doesn't really focus much on the lyrics.
There's no proof of that.
That's off the album Apostrophe. Great album.
Not a Zappa duck.
This is, if you're gonna look into Frank Zappa, I'd go with this album first. It actually might be this only.
Oh, Frank. No, I like Dweezil is my guy. I like Dweezil Zappa.
Bad Hair Day, was that his album?
That was one of his albums.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a couple of albums, buddy.
Yeah, I actually got a tour of... I hired Dweezil to do a theme song for a show I sold, and he gave me a tour of Frank's old studio. It was pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
do you have contact info for Dweezil Zappa?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Excellent. We'll talk later.
I'm sorry. I can't make it that day.
No, I know you can't.
But Why would you pick that day? You knew I couldn't make it.
There's we got to make some hard and fast cuts. I think we'll each play one more.
Thanksgiving almost over?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I have 17 songs.
I'm going to say this is tough, but I want to play my other song that has the actual word Thanksgiving in it. So I'm going to say apologies to Bon Jovi, Led Zeppelin, Neil Diamond, and REO Speedwagon.
And apologies to all our listeners under 30 who don't know any idea who those fucking bands are.
I'm looking at my list, and I had at least five tracks here that were in the 2000s. I didn't play them, but I had them. So I'll play a song. We'll let you play a song, and then Kyle will close us out with whatever song he picked.
Okay.
How you holding up?
I'm good.
Sounds good. It's good in my hands.
Seamless, I think, is the word I'm going for.
Very good. I'm going to go with the song from the year 2000. This is a solo Don Henley track from his album Inside Job. And this is called My Thanksgiving.
I trust you will forgive me if I lay it on the line. I always thought you were a friend of mine. And sometimes I think about you. The last time I saw you, we were playing the fire. We were loaded with passion and a burning desire for every breath, for every day of living. This is my Thanksgiving.
Murray, before we continue with you, I just want to do a couple announcements I need to make.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us at John Ritter. Like us on Facebook. Also, if you want to help Jason Wilcox with the Rock Solid page, you can contact him at JW_Seattle@comcast.net.
Jeez.
It's a lot, isn't it?
That's too much.
That's too much. Well, that's what it is.
That's why he hasn't had any help.
I've never heard eyes roll back in the back of their heads before.
Someone who has done some recaps is Steve Harold from Joint Films. So, Steve, I'm giving you a shout out. And people that want to do it, please contact Jason Wilcox at JW_Seattle@comcast.net. And Jason, thank you for doing what you're doing. What do you want to say, Murray?
What's up with that message board you got going?
We have a message board created by Scott Phillips. And
Scott Phillips?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a different Scott.
No.
It's awkward.
I think I have his name right.
No, it's Scott Phillips.
It is Scott? Okay.
Yeah, because I would say I do an imitation of Tom Hanks as Captain Phillips. So I would go around the house and say that I'm Scott Phillips. I'm not doing the impression right now. I'm not feeling it.
Really?
But it's at rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com _Seattle/JW/comcast.net. That's not true. It's rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. If you want a little bit more to get into music a little bit more than just on the Facebook page, head over there and you guys can start some arguments with each other. Murray, what do you got? Do you want to close us out with? Thank you, Murray, for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
This was even better than our last episode.
Do you think so?
Which I found to be clunky.
Yeah, you said you wrote me a four-page email.
Didn't like the production on that last one. This kid seems to have it.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah, it's like we got rid of our Rick Rubin and we brought in, who's our young hot producer?
Rick Rubin.
Pharrell.
We brought in Pharrell. I don't know who that is. We got rid of the Phil Spector. We brought in a Rick Rubin.
There you go.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I had to make a lot of cuts here.
You know, apologize to some people?
Yeah, I'll apologize to the Dandy Warhols.
I meant me.
I'm going to apologize to me for starting this 15 minutes late.
Let's do it.
I have a kid. I'm missing his formidable years.
You're not a single father.
Yes, I am. Today I am.
All right.
That doesn't make any sense. Apologize to the Dandy Warhols, Eels, Kings of Leon. Their new album, Mechanica Bull, is great. Check that out. Pearl Jam, apologize to them. So I'm going to go with, this is one of my favorite songs. Thanksgiving, it's always about going home, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So this is one of my favorite songs about home. This is Crowded House off of Temple of Low Men. This is Better Be Home Soon. Just play this from the beginning. Way to kill a mood.
Just cue it up to 00.
Something's got a hold on you, and it's pushing me aside. See it stretch on forever, and I know I'm right. For the first time in my life, that's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon.
You gotta look at me so I can give you the finger to fade out. You're not over there fucking Skyping or whatever. You're playing Words with Friends.
Trying to queue up my song.
Oh, okay.
All right. You only have 3 weeks to queue up. By the way, I noticed Thanksgiving songs kind of depressing and low.
A little bit, yeah.
A little sad.
Yeah. Let's give thanks for all the other days of the year when we can play upbeat songs.
Oh, okay. I see how you're doing. Okay. Maybe Kyle will send us out with some Nine Inch Nails. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's not a real song.
I think it's a B-side.
That's your favorite band, right, Kyle?
Yeah, it's probably up there.
What's your favorite band? Pick one.
Well, I always have to say, of course, the Beatles, but then U2. It's right. My favorite band. What about you?
Cheap Trick is my favorite band.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, I'd have to go, Robin Zandercello. No, I don't know if I could pick a second.
So I guess it's my turn.
It's you. This is
you. Did we get all the plugs out of the way?
I think so. Thank you, Murray, for joining us for the second time. Holiday only.
Third time,
but as co-host, second time. Holiday only episodes with Murray.
Yeah, I'll see you on Christmas.
Listen to Road Stories. Listen to
roadstories.tv.
.tv at _/Seattle. Ampersam. Scott Phillips. Scott Phillips. Scott Phillips.
You said you weren't going to do the
impression. I shouldn't have. What do you got for us, Kyle? Play us out. Thank you, Kyle. First episode.
Great job, Kyle.
We're not going to shit on you every episode. This is just this was just fun because it was the first time. Maybe not fun for you.
I sent him a text yesterday saying, "Don't embarrass me."
You also threatened to cut me.
Well, yeah, that's true too. It's
nasty
with a knife.
Yeah, weird. This is not wanting to play. This is a Five Iron Frenzy song.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my favorite band. I'm sorry. Beatles, no. They got knocked out of by Five Iron Frenzy.
That's a band that loves golf, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That's a band that you formed in high school, no. That name. No?
Yeah. Keeping with the Nine Inch Nails scene, Five Iron Frenzy, this is called Rhubarb Pie. So, thanks.
All right. Let's play it.
All right.
I'm not going to play.
Because they're not a real band.
This YouTube sucks. I can drop it in later. What the fuck?
Hey, language.
Seriously. I have like 17 other songs we can go out on.
Yeah, I'll pick one of yours.
Pick my Five Iron Frenzy one.
No, I'll pick this one.
Keep all this in, though. The listeners will love this.
This is Pi.
Yeah, this is Pi by Hard and Firm.
Oh, can you start it from where I started, though, so we can get the Dragon Boy Suede?
Oh, yes.
This is Pi from Hard and Firm off their album Horses and Grasses.
This is all being cut out.
No, it's not.
This is one of Murray's that he didn't use. At the end of the day, you eat pie. So this is Pie by Hard and Firm. Off Horses and Grasses.
Featuring Dragon Boy Suede.
Yeah, I know this pie shit backwards and forwards. Check it out. I did three chicks, then I pointed at the door. A girl entered in, so that made it four. I snapped one time, in came another five. Add them all up, and that makes nine. The average age, 26.5. Now that's what I call getting some pie. Five of the chicks wore 6-inch heels. Two of the nine squealed like seals. 514 with the area code. Quebec, Canada, my winter abode. In my $1.3 million chalet. Pie backwards, 5-4 was all night and all day.
3.14159265353589793232384626433832795020.